Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Roundtable Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and I already know this show is going to be so much fun. And the reason I know that is because we have two returning guests that have been here before, and then we also have some new friends that have been surprising me backstage. So I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is to go ahead and share this show because friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. And like I said, don't just share the show. You don't want them to miss it. I want you to wake someone up. I want you to text someone. I want you to take an extra step to let people know that the show is live because I'm telling you, I have a show for you today. I'm going to introduce our first guest. You've seen him before. You enjoyed his conversation before. We had so much fun. So we decided to bring him back. Mr. Sanju, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today?
I'm excited to have you here. You always have the most interesting backdrops. The last time you were in your office, it was all elegant. Now you have this picture. Tell me a little bit about the artwork. I'm just
This is
interested.
actually a Mr. Brainwash. It's Follow Your Dreams. And essentially, what I use it as an excuse for is when I'm delayed on a project or something, I always say, well, I got a monkey on my back. So that's what's the delay. But otherwise, it's a good representation of all things that I grew up with, things like Snoopy, Coke, monkeys, which are my favorite animals. And there's some other, interesting pieces in there that kind of tell a story every time you look at it.
I like it. I need to add a monkey back here so I can have a monkey on my back too,
See?
which is you're always a lot of fun and entertaining. But when our if I you know I tell people I'm 44, my memory is not what it used to be. But if I remember correctly, when we did the show the last time, you spent the entire show saying we're not taking on customers, like we're not accepting new clients. Like we that was like your motto because you were like, we don't go out and advertise, we don't go out and market, we're not that hungry SEO, that SEO guy that's trying to convince you that we need your business. We have referrals, if I remember correctly.
That is correct. Yes. I mean, we're very picky with who we work with. We're very relationship based. So we want to make sure that whatever we're doing and however we're executing on projects, we're actually going to see the growth and the person trusts us to see the growth. And I think that's very important in terms of seeing progress with clients and seeing, them move forward versus fighting at every step because, they don't feel confident in what we're doing or we have too many people to handle at the same time. So it's a nice way to focus and be very client-centric and ensure success.
We want to ensure success. So that's just an overview, but tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Yeah, so I mean, Ganglani Media, it's a bit of a story, but essentially, I started back in 2009, and really previous to that, when I was younger, I had actually started a web development company, which kind of laid that foundation of who and what I wanted to do, right? And I think coming from generations of family that were entrepreneurs, from my parents to their parents to their parents, it was always in me and always my blood to want to do something on my own, right? I mean, like some of my dad's never worked for anybody a day in his life. It's been kind of funny. And my brother's an entrepreneur as well. My wife's family's they're all entrepreneurs as well. So it's very much in my blood and in my environment that I couldn't sit there and work for somebody. And it's not to disrespect anyone that does. It is what it is, and that's where you're comfortable. But for me, it was very much I always knew or I always felt that I had something to give, or something to do to change the way things were done a little bit. Even if I could affect one person, that's always sort of been my goal. Even if I could help one, small guy who had no budget, who had nothing, help him get to a point that he could do something. That's always sort of been in me. To be honest with you, if I could run my business for free, I would. Like it's very much I'm more a person of service versus of profit, I guess is how I'd put it. So I've been doing that for a few years. We've been blessed. We've grown all over the world. We've grown on reputation, but we've really grown in a way that our reputation is when we before we even walk into a room or before we even meet with someone, they already kind of have an idea of who we are, and it's a nice place to be, right? Versus I've always said I never want to go into a party or a gala or a room and have to duck and say, oh my God, this person knows me and I got to go to the other side or something, right? I've always wanted to have people say, oh my God, it's Sanju, right? And kind of have that psychology behind it. So we've, you know, with my wife has helped me through this process, and the way we've really constructed and built this culture, even internally, is we really believe that, you know, everyone's an adult at the end of the day, right? So you need to go build your business. You need to do what's best for you. You know, all of our staff have the option to work from home. They can work from the beach. They can work from an airplane. I don't care. Our only thing is that we ensure that whatever deadlines we give a client or commitments we give a client, that's all they have to meet. You know, so we've kind of been perfecting that model over the past few years, and thankfully, I guess we did that because we ended up being a bit ahead of our time. Now with COVID hitting, where they're used to that model, right? They're used to working from home. They're independent workers. Our clients are used to trusting the fact that, you know, if we're not all sitting in the office, we're still getting stuff done. And we've helped a lot of clients kind of get through this process, and we've been blessed to be able to do that. And you know, it's been nice to see that progress happen, right? Even the growth of our staff and ourselves, it has been amazing the past few months, right? And it's nothing that could have happened quicker without what happened in the world.
You said so much, and I love it. There's so
Sorry.
many. No, I love it. That's like you give me information. I tell people all the time when I do interviews, the person who frustrates me is the one who responds in
One
yes
word.
or no answers. That like that, I'm like, you know what, why are you even here? If you don't want to talk, like why are you even here? But I wanted to go back to one of the things that I think is truly amazing is when you talked about your family and even your wife's family being entrepreneurs. I think that was one of the most difficult aspects for me because my dad's side, his entire side is entrepreneurs. My dad has had his own business in California since 1985. He doesn't work for anyone else. That's not what he does. My mom, she's been at her last job, I think like 15 years, but the job before that, before she got laid off, she was at for 22 years. You know, she's corporate America, high, you know, top companies. You know, my mom's no joke, but there was always this kind of, am I more entrepreneurial or am I more corporate? And I found that being corporate through my younger years, I'm old now, I guess, but it helped me with stability. But then now I'm like 100% entrepreneur. Like that's just me. And it was one of the biggest problems in my marriages is that they didn't understand that entrepreneur mindset. They've been at their jobs for 20 something years.
Yeah, and I actually agree with that because my wife, if she wasn't who she was and didn't have the background she had, you know, it'd be a very different situation, right? Versus now the mentality is you got to work on Sunday, cool, go do your thing, not a problem. Versus in a normal situation, you got to work on Sunday. What do you mean it's family day, right? So it's having that ability to understand that what you guys are building, what you're doing is together, and what you're doing is for your kids and their kids, hopefully, right? If all goes well. So I agree with you. I think having that in relationships, having that understanding is very important for whoever's success, right? Both ways. Because if you don't, it can become a mess really quickly.
But you know what's weird though, and this is like the weirdest thing. I don't date entrepreneurs. Like I want to get married again, but I don't date entrepreneurs. And the weird reason is because I'm a business consultant and I already know what happens. It's like 2 a.m. and they're asking me like, "Well, what do you think of my business plan? Well, what do you think?" I don't want to think right now. Like, go to sleep. And, you know, that's all I want to do. So it's like maybe one day an entrepreneur will change my mind, but
Well, I mean, with myself and Selena, we've kind of laid the ground rules, right? When we're out for dinner, we're hanging out together, we're not talking business, we're not talking about the
good.
company, we're talking about stat. It's strictly us, and it's that time for us to connect and you know, be together, right? And you're right. If you don't set that ground rule, you know, it gets a little tricky sometimes, or things mesh too much.
I'm having a wonderful time. We're going to come back to you, Sanju. I want to go
Me too.
ahead and introduce our next guest, and she's amazing. You probably recognize her face because it's been everywhere. She started off as an actress. Now she's the CEO of her own company, but that doesn't mean we forget what she looks like. I want to introduce Jules. All my guests today, you know, when you get to be like Cher, Madonna, like everybody is just Jules today. Good morning. How are you?
Last name is a little tricky, so I just like to make it easy for people,
Yes. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm getting caffeinated. You know, it takes me a while in the mornings, not gonna lie, but yeah, I'm doing well. How about you?
You must be on the West Coast.
I am. Yes. But I think with my old routine, I would be at the gym at like 6 or 6:30 a.m. And I, you know, now with you know, being locked down for so long, I'm like, oh, 7 a.m., you know, start the day slowly. You know, I'm having slower mornings than I used to. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to be up early today, but all good. All good. Very happy to be here.
That's good, because all the West Coast people, I can tell, because they always say, Sharifa, why do you do this show at 8 o'clock in the morning? I don't get up at that time. Can we do another time? Nope, that's the show, because I want to get up, get the show done, and go on with my day, you know? So enough about me. Jules, you're amazing. You started off as an actress and on-camera personality, and now you're the CEO of and creative director of your own company?
Yes, yes. So I have been in, like, in being in front of the camera is just kind of where I feel at home. I've been, I was a dancer as well. So I've been on stage and television and film commercials. So I've done a whole bunch of stuff for like 2/3 of my life. So it's kind of like all I ever knew. And I moved here from Australia 10 years ago when I won my green card in the lottery. And so the last 10 years, it's just been, it was a lot of like auditions, book a job, repeat. And it was so much fun. I have had so many interesting experiences, a lot of growing. I was starting to get a little burnt out though, a little bit towards, well, like mid last year, because it was just, you know, auditioning takes a lot of energy. It's basically like applying for a job all the time. You're always trying to impress that person who's casting and the producer and the director and the writer. And there's so many people to press, and which worked for me because I was such a people pleaser. I'm recovering from that now, but I just started to get a little bit burnt out, and it just kind of, I wanted to have more creative control. And I was actually, I had a blog already because I was like, I need some other kind of like side hustle. And I was working in event production and I was doing all these things and then booking my own clients and creating so much content for them. So if a client reached out and was like, hey, I have this new like beauty brand, could you create some content, some photos, social media posts? I'd be like, yeah. So I had so many things going on that I eventually, once COVID hit, I was like, you know what? I can still transfer all my on-camera skills, all my work that I've done in entertainment, and transfer it to my own thing. And I was finally ready to just start working for myself. I think it's something I'd always wanted, but I just never had the balls to just pursue it and dive in, because you guys come from, some of you come from entrepreneurial families and backgrounds. I don't. My family is just, my parents were Polish immigrants and they fled communist Poland in the like late 70s, early 80s. So I grew up with the mindset of just be grateful you have a job and shut up kind of thing. So it was transitioning into working for myself was kind of, it's going the opposite way of what I grew up with and what I come from. So. And here we are today.
Yes, we are. Because right about now, I'm about to head for Australia. My brother lives in Australia. He's in Sydney. Yes.
Oh, nice. Are you able? Because our restrictions, our border closures are so strict right now. Do you know when you're going?
My brother moved to Australia in 2005. He's been trying to get me to go since then. And I always tell him, I do not have 14 hours kind of love for you. I have about 5, 6, you know, kind of, if you move to Vegas, I got you. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to Australia. Those little seats but it's, for 14 hours?
You know, you can get up, and I always tell people, I'm like, by the time you watch about 2 movies, eat all the plain food and take a few walks and a nap, you're basically there. It's not as bad. It sounds terrible, but I mean, if you're flying to Europe from LA, it's almost the same thing. So but you're going over the ocean. So I know it's like, it feels very far away.
It feels far away. But I want to talk to us. Tell us a little bit about Girls in Heels Travel.
Yeah, so it's been constantly developing and growing, which kind of reflects me really, because I've always, as an artist, I've been changing a lot over the years and always like expanding and looking for new ways to grow. So the blog actually, Girl in Heels Travel started as a luxury travel blog because I was averaging about 20 trips a year. I was traveling maybe 6 months every year for the last 6 or 7 years, both for work and play, because I had like a side job in events. So I was traveling a lot around the country. And then I was like, I want to just see the world. And then a lot of my friends would be like, how are you traveling? Like, you travel, because I don't like camp or glamp. I'm like, you know, I like a little bit of luxury, a little style. So they were like, how are you traveling? How do you afford to do it so often? And I was like, you know what? I'm so sick of getting asked this question. I'm going to just start blogging about it, putting up photos, and being the creative, I started creating videos as well and just putting it all up on the blog. And it was pretty wild because I just kind of started it. It actually was birthed in Sydney. My mom and I were on a little bit of a road trip and she had my camera. She could barely work it. It was so cute. And she was chasing me through the streets of Sydney, like, love, take a photo here. This would be great for the blog. And I'm like, okay. So that's kind of like where it really all started. And then, yeah, as I started posting more and more, I managed to get some attention from like a yoga retreat in Cuba. So they actually had me fly out to spend a week in Havana, like creating content for them, which was so awesome. Then like a Spanish school in Panama hit me up. They're like, can you come and like stay here for a week and, you know, create content about our school. So it kind of took me to some new places. I met a whole bunch of people. But then when, and just as it was starting to kind of like grow and become a little bit bigger, COVID hit and no one was traveling. And that was the last thing on anyone's mind. So I was like, oh, think fast. Because all my side jobs disappeared too. I couldn't work in the event production industry because that was done. Entertainment was pretty much shut down. And so I was like, you know what, this is the sign, you know, from the universe to just go all in on your own. You know, you've already worked so hard for other people. You've, you know, always worked in different industries. Now's the time to like just focus inward. And so I took some time to think, like, how could I transfer all those skills and just kind of package it up into one thing? And that's how the creative agency started. So it only kind of really came all together about 4 months ago during COVID.
Yes, I'm going to come back to you, Jules. I got some, I'm feeling something right now. I'm feeling it. I want to say good morning to everyone who tuned in, who's watching the show. Good morning to Allison Allman, the organization Monday, Maven. You can catch her on Mondays. Jade Elizabeth is here with us this morning. Amy Trout Hughes is here. She said, good morning, Sharifa. I hear you about the whole dating scene. No, you don't get to pick my brain for free. Love these roundtables. We're having fun today. I want to go over to our next guest, and she sent me a lovely bio. It was amazing. It was wonderful. But then she started talking backstage, and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be fun because I know there's a lot she's not telling us. Shelley, good morning. How are you?
I am fabulous. No, heavens no. We're just having a conversation, right? Just friends talking.
It was a pause. I was like, Shelly was like, I don't know if this is the show for me. Shelly's amazing. But you have safety net travel, but your concierge service is what makes you stand out, correct?
It is. I really believe in the concierge promise. And as Sanju mentioned, it's all about the relationship. Get to know your people. Get to know what they want. Find a way to make it work. And then my biggest go-to is I always want to do one thing that surprises them, one thing they don't expect. Mm-hmm. So for my guests, sometimes it means a note in their hotel room, handwritten from me. If I know the staff well enough, I can do that, or work on getting them an upgrade, or just sending them a note afterwards saying, hey, I loved working with you. And if you enjoyed this service, who do you know that would enjoy that as well? So travel is a lot of fun. And I've been doing travel for 30 years. I've worked from home before working from home was cool. I started at home 25 years ago and never looked back. And I've always done things early. And that puts you on the cutting edge where you have the advantage of setting rules and playing by them. So it's something that I've enjoyed. And I am so grateful for your invitation to be here today. Thank you.
I'm grateful. I'm so happy that you are on this show because this show is magical. This is going to be amazing. But I love the whole concierge idea. My background that a lot of people don't understand or realize is travel. My mm-hmm. first job out of high school was working for TWA, Transworld Airline. And that's when I knew I was ahead of my time. Not just when I built my first website in 1994, but even at TWA, because I was this little kid, you know, technology was at the forefront, and I go to work And I'm like, excuse me, why are you faxing reservations? Like, can't you just send them an email? And their response to me was, no, this is the way we've always done it. This is the way we will always do it. And I don't know if people know, but Transworld Airlines is no longer in business. But you begin to see these things and realize that, you know, you're ahead of your time. And I understand what you mean by the little things as far as concierge, because one of the last companies that I actually worked for was American Express. And I worked in the American Express Platinum Travel Department, where we were trainers, but we would always go on these fam trips and we would see the different hotels and the different, certain who stood out. But it was always the hotel's concierge that made a difference for the guests, because it personalized that experience.
It does. And I started in the hotel industry. I started at Hyatt Hotels 2 weeks after I graduated from high school. Uh-huh. And within 9 months, so I was 19 and a half, mm-hmm. I became a national sales manager for Hyatt Hotels.
Oh, wow.
And I think I was too young to know that 19, you're not supposed to be doing this. This is not the norm. And I think that just continued. Travel allows you to have that creative aspect where people get to know you and see what you're able to put together for them. And I love making family memories, both for my family, as well as the people that I book for. You only get one opportunity to make a memory. And I want to make sure that it's the memory that they want. Yes. Everybody works hard and they spend their dollars in travel and they expect something back for that. And it's that experience, that memory, something that they'll talk about forever.
Yes. And I have an experience like that. We went on a trip and we stayed at my favorite property. And I know why it's my favorite property now, but take me, if you want to take me anywhere, I'll go to a Ritz. Like, I love the Ritz-Carlton, but I was at the Ritz-Carlton and I was checking in and I was having a casual conversation, or what I thought was a casual conversation, with the representative. And I was like, oh, this is so wonderful. I'm going to enjoy the room. It's going to be so beautiful. I said, these are the words I said. I had some candles that would just make it the best experience ever. And she checked me in and we went in and we had different things. I came back in my room and there was a silver box and it had classy candles in this box. And I was like, oh yes, this is my preferred property. And so I had the bath that I wanted. But I spoke to the lady the next day and I thanked her for whatever. And we just started talking and she said that their hotel allows each employee, she said, from the janitor to the highest executive, a certain amount of discretionary funds that they can allocate any way they want. And so that helps them to reduce irate situations, because they can just do what they need to do to make the guest happy. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And I kept that candle box for like ever.
And isn't it nice to know that people listen?
Yes.
That's all you have to do to get to know somebody is listen. They tell you people tell you what they want if you are tuned in. If you are tuned in to what they're saying, you will catch it every time and you will make a memory for them that will last forever. And that little gift that she sent you, what would you anticipate the revenue return for them was?
About $1 billion.
Uh-huh. Because they set you a candle.
Yes, that candle got them $1 billion. Because I would be like, no, you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton Battery Park. That's where you're going to have your, I love that hotel. I love that property. I love that story. And I love the whole idea about the intuitive. So I'm going to come back with you, Shelley. I'm going to introduce my next guest, and I hope I don't cry, because every time I'm going, I'm a crier. She knows, like, I cry. Oh my God. But I started on this whole journey, this aspect of the journey, about 2 years ago. And I was at an event with some friends, nothing too serious. And we were sitting down at a table, just talking. And then all of a sudden, this young lady said that she received a message for me, and this message, she made it sound all pretty and good and stuff. But basically it said, you don't need to be at the job you're at. You're a superstar in your own right. Basically it's time for you to fly. And I went, and the next day I got laid off, but I could have fought and caught the job kept the job if I wanted to, but I didn't, because I kept hearing this little voice in my head said, you are a superstar in your own right. And 2 years later, here we are. Now I'm gonna read you her bio, right? She is an intuitive medium. She is a voice channeler. She works with aura colors. She's a Reiki master. But I'm telling you, sometimes beyond all that, you just need a friend. You just need a good friend who loves you, who cares about you, and who is willing to tell you the truth about what they see for your life. And to me, whenever I'm going through anything, I pick up the phone and I contact Krista Marie Miller. Now, you're not me. You can't do that. She's booked for like years, but I'm going to introduce you, and maybe, just maybe, she can change your life as well. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I am wonderful. So happy to be here. So exciting. I love the energy of everybody here. It's fun.
I'm excited to have you here, because whenever you're here, like we always say, like, we don't know what's going to happen. Like we talked about one birthday party we went to. I'm like, we're going to do table tipping. Like we don't know what's going to happen here today. But one of the things I know about you is that you make it interesting. So I'm going to ask you something I never ask anywhere. What direction would you like to go today?
Oh, geez. Today is, Spirit's kind of tapping me on the shoulder for all your guests of kind of pushing them out of their comfort zone. And I don't think it's something that they do very often. And calling them out on the spot of... because I got messages for all of them, and it's if they are open to receiving, obviously. And this, the energy of the week, I do Monday energy frequency updates. And this week is all about a metamorphosis. It's about coming out of that cocoon shell and emerging as this butterfly. So we can just fly into September in this beautiful new wave of energy, because it seems like we have all gotten used to staying home. We've gotten used to their routines. Great, we're used to it. Let's don't get stagnant. Let's emerge and keep transforming. I'm a huge believer in consciousness and being mindful, and your thoughts create your reality. I'm a very huge believer in that. And when our brains start to get stagnant and we don't start creating in our minds, we get stuck. And it's time to get moving. It's time to get moving. So let's light a fire.
We're gonna light the fire. So the question that was asked, that was unanswered, was, does anyone have any objections to receiving messages?
No.
Open. Oh man. All right. Well, should I do a little bit of my background story first?
No,
just go into it. All right.
Because you always try to explain it. It's magic. You can't explain magic. You've been doing it. I'm gonna tell you her story. She was a little girl. She opened her eyes. Spirit started talking to her. You watched the movie The Sixth Sense. That's Krista Marie Miller. There you go. Because we got all of that. We know.
It's true. We're already 30 minutes into this. Let's do this.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Shelly, I'm obviously going to start with you first, because I legit woke up in cornfields this morning and I'm like, why am I waking up in cornfields? Spirit wakes me up at 6 a.m. every single morning. I don't care. If I went to bed at 4 a.m., they wake me up at 6 and I go straight into meditation. And a good friend of mine just asked me, he's like, don't you fall asleep during meditation? I'm like, no, I'm doing so much in my meditation. But in my meditation, I have a certain routine to get me into a kind of state of self-hypnosis, which is also meditation. And when I walked out onto my normal garden, it was a cornfield. And I was a theater major and I switched over to film. And so I was a film major in college. And so a lot of my references are from film. And the first thing I heard was, build it and they will come. Build it and they will come. And it's like, there's a whole offshoot of your business that you are not pursuing. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. And they are saying, hello, it's time to do it. It's time to do it. You are so spiritual. Like, I'm in your energy and it's like, it is, you are so creative. Thank you. Okay. So I'm mainly clairvoyant, which means I see it. It's like a film reel in my mind, but I'm also clairaudient. And for you, they're switching over to clairaudient a lot, which means you hear a lot. You hear a lot. And it's like, that is how you can connect into your customers a little bit more, is like, you know, you, and it's, and you're very much interested in frequency and vibration, correct? Yeah. So, because they're like, you need to hear their voice. So you just, from the voice, wow, you have a huge team. Okay. Okay, because I have people over here talking, I have people over here talking, I'm like, okay, guys. And this usually happens with people who don't get readings very often. It's like they all will come in, they're like, oh, let me get my piece in. Okay, investment. They're talking about investing in your business. Take that leap. Do that, a little bit of investment. Take that leap of faith and start the offshoot. Come on, let me see here. Okay. Okay. You know what I'm talking about, correct? Thank you. I was like, I keep wanting to go there, but they're like, trying to push back. It's like, okay, I won't go there. I just know that, you know, personal relationships, don't allow personal relationships to get involved in your business. Because sometimes you get too wrapped up in your relationship where you don't focus on business. So have certain days where you can focus on relationship, or block out a certain amount of hours during the day because you're so personable. You love your friends. You love your family. You know, you love love. You love love. And so you just want to give, and you overgive and you overgive. So kind of take that time out for yourself. Do the self-love and don't let them interfere. Ooh, that was a strong one. Your spirit guide said, don't let them interfere. Does that make sense? Yeah. Very cool. Skillful. You're very skillful. You've always been skillful. It's like you have so many tools in your belt and you can just pull them on out. But they're like, they're giving me my wrap up because I could sit here and talk for hours on end.
I was about to give you a wrap up too. Like,
yeah. Sharifa's guy came in, like, if you know film, it's like, wrap it up. So blessing, Shelly, I will leave you with that.
Thank you, Krista.
You're welcome. Jewel's going to move over to you next because I loved that, because as soon as like you popped onto the camera, I legit had a camera in my face and I was like, okay. And and this is kind of the one thing that's very unique about me. I don't use cards. I don't use, sometimes I do a little scribble of automatic writing, but I don't use anything else. I'm just pure channel. And Jules, my dear, you are a channel. Are you aware that you are a channeler?
Not really, no.
Yeah, you have that pure source connection as a channeler. I see this a lot in actresses, people who love to be on camera, because I love to be on camera too. We are natural channelers. We can take on that role. We can take on that ability to transform ourselves. You are a chameleon. You can be who you need to be at any situation. And that is a beautiful gift to have. Have you ever looked into surfing, or have you surfed before?
Very badly, and I'm scared of sharks, so I don't like going out that far. I have a,
they were,
see?
They were showing me you surfing, and it's like getting into that flow state, getting into that mentality of when you get your mind on something, it's just like go. It's like tunnel vision. They're asking you to expand your horizons a little bit, kind of like Shelly too, is it's time to take that risk. Were you thinking of doing some type of also fashion blog or jewelry clothing blog, something like that?
I work with a lot of fashion and like jewelry clients. I create content for them. I don't know, maybe that's why that's popping up, but that's not like my main thing, but I do work with those kinds of clients.
They're saying there's a tapped in revenue that you could still create with that, especially because they're showing me mixing it in with your travel blog as well as the fashion. But I know fashion and art and, well, not art, but the fashion, makeup, all that stuff is not really your thing, but they're saying it could create a larger revenue base for you and you could pull in more customers. There's also, they keep talking about extreme sports with you. I don't know why. They're like extreme sports. new adventures. Put yourself, and they're also vlogging. Are you doing video vlogs? Vlogging? Yeah. Perfect. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. Let your customers, let your clients see you squirm a little, because that will in turn get them out of their comfort zone in order for them to have amazing experiences. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of in this routine of this is what you do, this is what you do, this is what you do. And they're saying, switch it up a little, go and, you know, go swim with sharks. Just go for it. like I said, push yourself against the limit. Because, and also, are you connected with Carmel at all? Carmel, California?
Not really. I mean, I've been up the coast a few times, but I haven't been there actually.
Okay, they're showing me lighthouses. Lighthouses and connecting more with the sea. And you go and do you talk to the sea? This is interesting.
The water is the most calming place for me. That's like, I have to be by a beach. That's, yeah, that might be.
There's something with the lighthouse as well. A beacon of light in order to help people, draw people in from the shore. You are a beacon of light. That's what they're showing you. You are a beacon of light to draw people in. But it's time to, again, it's time to switch things up. Like I said, they just keep saying, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your comfort zone. And videotape it. I don't know why, but they're like, if you get uncomfortable, the clients will, there's some type of draw there.
Yeah, she probably been playing it safe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get out of your comfort zone. Do you know, but also, are you using like Amazon links in your blogs and different things like that?
Yeah. And I have like affiliate links too. But I totally see that, because I think when I switched from being super creative, I'm still creative, obviously, but the business side, I think I tap in so much more into my masculine side, and that makes me so much more serious. And that's like not really me as a person. I'm kind of a clown. So I think that's, yeah, I think I've kind of become too like tough since I've switched kind of over. But yeah.
Yep.
Can't play it safe.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't play it safe, especially in this metamorphosis time. But Jules, blessing, I'll leave you with that for right now. Okay, Sanju. I do not. Sanju, I got a lot of higher energy with you. A lot of higher energy. You are extremely creative yourself, but you do not feel. Are you a web designer? Graphic
designer? That's one part of the business, yeah.
That's what they're showing me, is that you are creating online, but you don't do anything like on Canvas, what you have behind you, correct?
No.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me, is that you're highly creative, but it's mainly on the computer, and yeah. They're asking you to start creating on Canvas just for you, not for sale, but just for you, that you're such a highly creative person, but you're not creating something for you. Does this make sense?
It does.
Creating for everybody else, but create something just for you. And also, you're a writer.
Yeah.
You write, and you don't allow yourself to write for you. Yes. Again, it's like, please write. Like I said, I have a lot of higher energies here with you. Did you grow up in the Hindu religion?
I did, yes.
Because I have Krishna here for you, and he's just showing up, and he's like, he's like, that's my bro. And like Krishna for me is like the biggest goofball. Like everybody thinks like he's always chill. He's always relaxing. He's very like, he's like, that's my bro. And he's like giving your higher self a high five. And you guys are like chest bumping. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? I've never seen Krishna chest bump somebody. But I love the connection that you have with him. Because you talk to him daily. You have like, he's appreciative of what you do and how you speak with him. Like he's literally making me sweat over here, because I was not planning on going up this high. Fun. Inner child, let your inner child out to play a little bit more as well. You get, much like Jules, you guys get too serious. Don't forget to have fun, because you're a big goofball. You're a big, you like to have fun. You have that sense of humor, and you let family see it, but you need to let it out. You need to play more. You have children, correct?
Sorry, I have.
You have children, correct? Yes.
I do, yeah.
You have two?
Two. Yeah.
Thank you. Because they're showing me the two children that you need to get down and play with them. Get down and dirty, get in the mud, do mud cakes, mud baths, go out in nature. Nature is so, so important to your family that you don't do enough of it to go out and get in nature more. You also have a beautiful relationship with your wife that you guys can literally do like relationship. They're talking about relationship and grief counseling, which is interesting. What does your wife do?
She works with me in the business.
Okay. It's interesting because you guys have this beautiful relationship, and you can almost even create your own little blog of how to help create a relationship business.
Interesting. Okay.
Father. Your father's still here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your mother is still here, correct?
Correct.
Your dad's dad is in spirit, yes?
Yes.
Yep, because he's coming forward and he's showing me. Very traditional. You went off the path, he's saying.
Compared to him, yes, from what I know.
Exactly. He's like showing me this. He's like, we all have this plan for Zanju. And he went, bloop. And it's like, whoop. Okay. And there, and he's like, well, okay, there he is. And when we cross over into spirit, we don't automatically become this enlightened being. We still carry on a lot of our personality that we have. And so he's seriously sitting back and watching you. And I know you could feel that sometimes. Like sometimes you feel like somebody's watching you. It's your grandfather. It's your grandfather. He's like, he's making this work. Okay, maybe I should second guess this. And so he's intrigued by you, and he's definitely around your family, especially you and your wife and your children a lot, because he's intrigued and he wants to come forward with a message of congratulations that you're doing it. Congratulations that you're doing it.
Just cry.
he's like, if I was still there, he's like, he probably would be like very, no, this is not the way. He's like, but I'm just so impressed how much work you put in, how much hours you put in. He's like, I didn't know this creative process took this long. And I'm like, trust me, it takes forever. But he's like, congratulations. And he just wanted to step forward with that today. And I will step back and blessings. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I just had to share Crystal Marie Miller with the world. Isn't she amazing? What are your thoughts?
Amazing.
What are your, Allison Allman was tuning in. Allison said, I got tears by what she just said. So just watching the process, you don't even have to be getting a reading from Crystal just to see the gifts and the beauty. And I can see it, like, because that's what we were talking about earlier. See, now I'm going to interpret some things. Sanju, when we were talking about the blessing that you and your wife have of being able to see both sides of it. You know, both of your families were entrepreneurs, yeah. So you get it. And everybody doesn't have that. I think that's a wonderful idea to try to do something together to help other people, because I know it's one of the things that led to my divorce is people don't understand entrepreneurship and how to be an entrepreneur in relationships.
And what was interesting is the fact that I actually spoke about that in my introduction, where it was, you know, we our mission, if I could do this for free kind of thing, is we want to help and give back. And that's, you know, last year I was knighted in recognition of our efforts in the community. My wife won Philanthropist of the Year 2 years ago because she of her work in the community. So it's, I'm almost speechless. I mean, it's amazing. It's nice to know that we're on the right path. It's nice to know that we're doing what we're meant to do. And it's beautiful to have that guidance of where to take it next. So, you know, it's, and actually I have some questions for you, Krista, if I can later, but
yeah,
thank you.
Of course. KristaMarieMiller.com. That's me.
Guess who's doing the website?
I'm advertising myself. That's why I have a whole team that does it for me. I'm just horrible.
But out of curiosity, Krista, so you said Jules, for example, has it in her. How does one channel that, or how do you hone those skills? Because I know my dad has also been told that he has it. How, like, is it?
Well, I have noticed I started channeling at the age of 7. Yeshua and Mary Magdalene came to me, and then shortly after that, Krishna came to me. So I'm very connected, and then Buddha. I work heavily with Kali Ma. So it's I'm a big believer, like especially with the Kali Ma energy of tearing things down in order to build back up. If you want to connect in with your intuitive, you have to connect in with yourself first. You have to know who you are. You have to do the inner work. You have to do the, I hate these terms, but the inner child, the shadow work, blah, blah, blah. Like you, but you have to do that. Like, and I help bring those out to develop it. I always start with intuition. Everybody has intuition. And then you build it up into psychic development and then mediumship and then channeling. It's kind of like a pyramid step. I'm a pure channel. I didn't get to channel today, but I'm a pure channel where I call myself a trans channel. I black out and they speak through me. The messages that come through are powerful. And how I learned to channel it just happened to me naturally at the age of 7, but the more and more I'm heavily into science, quantum physics, like how does this work? How does this work? I have learned how to shut off a portion of my brain in order for them to come in. So, and it's very much the same as getting into flow state. If you have ever studied flow state, it's the same type of process when I channel. So if you do want to learn how to get more into the creative flow and or connect in with better, I strongly suggest contact me. I do one-on-one training.
Awesome. KristaMarieMiller.com. Let's get back to KristaMarieMiller.com. Well, one of the things that I wanted to say, because I love talking to Krista. She's one of my favorite people in the world. I drive her crazy because she wants to go run along the beach. And I'm like, Krista, we have work to do. You know what I mean? That's why I was saying earlier before the show, like, Krista, we got to get you in front of everyone. Everyone has to see how amazing you are. But in one of the readings, sessions that I had with Krista, she told me, she said, Spirit is saying you have to meditate more and that you haven't been praying. I'm like, okay, I didn't need a lecture. You know what I mean? But that's part of that how, when she talks about doing the work, all of it isn't just, you know, in the air or thoughts. It's about physically getting up and doing the meditation, doing the work, making that connection. Shelly, what were your thoughts?
Amazing. Because that is all I have concentrated on since COVID hit. I mean, when this happened, I refunded hundreds of thousands of dollars of travel. And so when that was over, I'm like, okay, so what do I do now? So that's what I did, is I went inside and I read and I did self-development and I prayed and I did all of the things that they tell you to do, that if you want a successful business, first you have to work on you. So that's all I've done since March. So it was a nice confirmation. So thank you.
Yes, because it was a confirmation to what we said earlier, because I had your bio and then you started speaking and I could hear the spirituality. I could hear it in your voice. And you said, well, I kept it safe. You know what I mean? I didn't go into that. And that's what we do here. We talk about all areas of life and people always try to quantify what we're going to discuss. Like, what is it? What topic? What? I don't know. We go where spirit says go. We go wherever we're led, but people walk away from this experience. And I say this in the most humble way possible, just enjoying it at the very least. Jules, what were your thoughts?
I really liked the little kick up my butt to get out of my comfort zone, because I know that's always kind of popping for me. But I found it was really interesting, the mention of the fashion jewelry stuff. Like, that's something, I mean, like when I was a kid, I was like, I would love like a fashion line, like, you know, like everyone wants that. But that was something that I wasn't expecting, and it was kind of a random surprise. So I guess I've got to like tap into that a little more and explore that and see what's going on there. And yeah, just keep getting out of my comfort zone. And it was really great. Just such a surprise in the morning.
See, like, I'm not even awake. I haven't had a coffee and I'm getting all this information. But what stands out to me that's so interesting and so key is you said when you were a kid, you really wanted to have a fashion line, and then you negated it. you said everyone wants that. And I'm like, no, I didn't want a fashion line when I was a kid. Sanju, Shelly, did you want a fashion line?
No.
I just want to be like, they want the perfume line, they want to be the actor, but then they want the shoe, like a J-Lo, like she's in everything.
Yeah.
And the shoes, and I guess that's kind of like what I thought my trajectory would be too. I'd be like, I'll get like well known, and then I can have a clothing line, and you know.
No, but that's good. I think that you see it. But there is some part of you that's playing it safe and that's holding back and not going after it. Because we talk about this quite often on the Roundtable Talk Show. Like my cousin, he's a news reporter in Columbus, Ohio. But when he was 9 years old, he walked around the house with a spoon interviewing everyone. You know, when I was a little kid, I was that kid that talked my mother to death. I was like, mom, but mom, and why? And you know what I mean? But now I'm a talk show host. So I always try to think about what is that one thing that you really wanted, that you really dreamed of. And for you, it might've been a fashion line. And I say, go swim with those sharks. That's what I say.
Yeah. Definitely need to do more of that. So it's been confirmed.
Definitely more accessories. I saw accessories of you taking little bits of your travels and like creating like more accessories, like world accessories. That's what I was seeing.
Interesting. Yeah, that's actually kind of cool. The concept of what you have when you're a child is sort of what you end up being. Because for me, I was a huge reader, a huge storyteller, a huge how to position and tell things differently. My brother was, you know, always a medical guy, right? He ended up being a dentist. He was always that medical guy. That's what he wanted to do. So it's very interesting that, you know, between all of us, it seems that whatever we kind of thought of or passed our mind when we were children is really what came to fruition at the end of it all.
I should probably explain Krista's cornfields a little bit. Some of your viewers probably don't know that I am sitting in the Cornhusker state of Nebraska.
I tell her my stories and she's like, that's why I saw this. I'm like, you saw that? Oh, the last time I was Googling, this name kept coming to me, and it was Richard, and I was Googling, and Richard, and then I was telling Krista, and she was just like, Richard came to me yesterday, and I'm like, how did he come to you? Why did he come to you? I don't know, but Krista picks it up. Krista's good, I'm telling you, KristaMarieMiller.com. Now, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show, and what I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who's watching this show live. And we have quite a few people tuning in today, but to also everyone who's watching this show in the archives, and really let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we are going to start with you, KristaMarieMiller.com.
Well, as I tap into the universal consciousness, and it's not the planetary consciousness, it's this universal consciousness of transformation. Like I said, it's coming, it's performing at your peak best is only able to achieve that by allowing yourself to see who you truly are, take off those rose-colored glasses of who you are, and step into it. As a child, we know who we are. There are clues, there's little tips that, what is your soul purpose? I do a whole special soul purpose, true spark reading, and it always draws back, and they always end up saying, that's what I wanted to be as a child. It's like, go back to what you wanted to be as a child. I wanted to be on stage as a child and wanted to be on stage. I wanted to be on camera and here I am. So follow your dreams. Don't forget your dreams. Always continue and bring them back and go after them.
Camera, if we could get to work, we could make some things happen. Answer my calls.
I know.
But I still love you. I always love you. You are amazing. What do you have for us, Sanju?
Well, it's funny that the poster behind me says follow your dreams.
Oh,
it does.
Wow, didn't see that.
So I think I heavily agree with Krista, and it's always been a belief of mine that you're right. You need to trust your intuition, you need to trust your gut. You know, and if you're able to put that out there and trust that the best will always happen, even through the crap of it, let's call it, you'll always come out looking behind you and saying that was the best thing that ever happened to me, or if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to do this. And, you know, to all of you, thank you for your time today. It's been great getting to know all of you. You all have really cool stories. And I hope we're all able to, and I think our audience is able to pursue what you really feel you are destined to do. And I think that's our best path to success.
Man, I love that. I'm looking forward to having you back on the show, Sanju. Definitely. Bring some friends. We'll do it again.
Let's do it.
Jules?
Actually, just going off of the going out of my comfort zone, this was actually out of my comfort zone. I've only just started kind of getting on people's podcasts and doing things like this because I, as extroverted as I am, I'm actually kind of not that good at, like, you know, connecting with people. I've always kind of struggled to make friends. I went to an all-girls school where I was like really bullied, so I guess I have like some trauma around that or something. So I think just seek out people that are uplifting, and like, this was so great. Like, I don't even regret getting up early for this. And so thank you, everyone. Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you're like, oh, okay, well, that was all right, but this was really great. This was really, like, I have energy for the day. Like, I feel like I just absorbed all your positive energy. And I think what I've realized, especially like with COVID and diving into a new area of my business, I think it's just so important to surround yourself with good people that are going to support you, uplift you, give you that boost and that kick up the butt when you need it. Your environment is everything. So if you have any toxicity, any toxic people that are bringing you down or displaying jealousy, just get rid of that. Because the minute I did all that and cut out those people, just I realized I just felt like I had such a weight lifted off my shoulder, and it opened me to meeting people like you guys all here today, and like so many more amazing people that are just like, yeah, go get it, like, why not, as opposed to, yeah, but why would you do that, that's a stupid idea, you know. So I think just cut out all that, you know, negativity, you really don't need it, and just seek out those people that are going to be really good for your life. But in order to get there, you got to put yourself out there, which can be scary. So once you get over that hurdle, you're good. So I'll leave it on that.
Yes, yes. Because you have such amazing energy, like Crystal was saying. Like, you have amazing energy. And for whatever reason, you've been hiding your light behind a bushel, and you shine bright and then you dim it for whatever reason, because you have a beautiful spirit. You are attractive. Some people may be intimidated by you. So I would just simply say, do not dim your light for anyone. And also, one of the tips that I learned as a little kid to make friends, because I changed schools the only school I ever went to for the entire time was high school. But every other year I went to a different school. We moved around. And so I had to figure out how to make friends. And one of the things I learned is I wanted to meet someone, I would find one thing, at least one thing that I could compliment them on. Because once you compliment that person, they're not looking at you like, who are you? They're just like, oh, she's a nice person. Like, if I just met you, I would go, Jules, oh, I love your necklace. How'd you get it? And I thought, you know what I mean? Like, start a conversation or on a way where you're giving them some type of compliment. And that's just who I am and what I do, if it helps. Shelly, what do you have for us?
I would just say travel is open. The world is open. Don't let your fear of traveling stop you from visiting the places that you've always wanted to go see. Find somebody reputable to help you see it safely.
And who would that be, Shelly?
Well, that would be your concierge travel.
And where can we find concierge travel?
I'm on Facebook, which is Concierge Travel by Shelly Rempe. And I would love to share your travel visions and help you see the world. So you thank you for this opportunity. Best to reach me on Facebook.
Facebook? Okay, absolutely. Wonderful. Now, I want to thank you all for being here today. I had a wonderful time. I don't know if you guys did, if you enjoyed yourself, but to me, this was a blast. I love when people come and share their experiences. People who may have never had a reading before are open to learning new things. I just had a great time. I want to also thank everyone who tuned in to watch the show live, as well as everyone who's watching in the archives. But don't just watch the show. Please don't just watch the show. Please support our guests. That's the most important thing. Our guests have woken up early in the morning this morning to be with here to, with you today. They've given up their time. They've given up their energy. So please support them. Visit their websites, follow them on social media. And when you send them that message, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. Go ahead and share the show. And if you're interested in being a guest, please visit the website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.